On the face of it, the gospel is very puzzling. We wonder why in the parable that Jesus tells, the story Jesus tells, he seems to be giving applause to the steward who is dishonest. I think the thing that we have to always remember is that even though the property owner commended him, he still fired him, right? I mean, it's not like he's going like, oh, wow, you did this wonderful thing, I'm going to hire you back. No, he still is left to be without work. And so it's a good thing to remember that as we go through this, we think about why is he out of work? Is because he chose to do the wrong thing. Most of us know the movie Ocean's 11. Some of us will know it from the original Frank Sinatra version, the classic Frank Sinatra version. And others will know it from the George Clooney version. And I think that movie is a good example of what Jesus is trying to get through to us, that we will do so much to gain temporary worldly wealth. Why will we not do the same for eternal life? You guys all know the story. Danny Ocean, who is a thief, don't forget that. He does bad things. We can romanticize it all we want. Yes, he's doing a bad thing to an even more bad person, we might say. But he's still doing something wrong. He's a thief. He's stealing. He gains his wealth through thievery. That's wrong. That's bad. But what Jesus is trying to remind us is that Danny Ocean in this movie spends the stewardship of his time, his talent, and his treasure, and he spends a lot of it. The ingenuity, the thinking of all these wonderful plots and plans and all this other stuff to rob someone of the gifts of his treasure. So Jesus would ask us, the question is, what would the world look like if instead of choosing to spend all that time doing something wrong, stealing from another, he, Danny Ocean, chose to use all of those gifts of time, talent, and treasure to actually bring about good in the world, true good, lasting good, to serve God and his brothers and sisters rather than to choose to do something wrong, to steal. And to grow the circle even bigger, what would the world look like if all the talents of those other men who were helping him in his thievery, in doing wrong, all of their ingenious talents, all of their ingenious things that they can do with their time and their wealth and that, what if they chose, along with him, to do actually lasting good in the world rather than what is wrong? Because that is what Jesus is asking us tonight. It's what he's placing before his disciples that day and places before his church again and again and again. What would the world look like if you and I, if we all chose to do and give and share of everything that we had for the greater glory of God, for the coming of God's kingdom, for the caring for our brothers and sisters, for allowing others to care for us? What would the world look like if we chose to be stewards of our time, talent, and treasure in such a way that we served God alone? Does that mean that, for instance, those people who are ingenious and can make things like the Samsung telephones and the iPhone and the iPad and all those other wonderful things of technology, that they shouldn't be doing that? Well, actually, the answer to that is no, they should be doing it, right? Because God has given them the genius to create something that actually improves the lives of thousands and thousands and thousands and millions of people. We hope. If they do it for the good of others, that doesn't mean they can't make money. That means that they're doing something for the good of others, and they're sharing those gifts for what they hope to be the betterment of their brothers and sisters in the world. Unlike those guys who make those ingenious programs that break your computers, steal your IDs, defraud you of all sorts of money, that's the bad part, right? They're using their gifts of time, talent, and treasure, the genius that God has blessed them with, to do something wrong. And as much as we romanticize it, they are doing something that is wrong. And so, as we speak about the stewardship of our parish, the stewardship of our community, we are reminded of what that looks like according to the gospel and according to what St. Paul wrote in the letter that we heard tonight. That when we are united in prayer, when we are united in the service of our brothers and sisters, when we are united together, we bring about something greater than we can do on our own. We bring about God's plan, and his plan is that all be saved. Jesus says in the gospel, right? I don't want to lose one of my little ones. And St. Paul reaffirms that today, that early teaching of the church, that the desire of God is that each person be brought into the kingdom. And how are they brought into the kingdom? Not by some magical wave of the wand, but by the work that we do as disciples of Jesus Christ, by our prayers, our work, our sharing of our time, talent, and treasure for the greater glory of God, for the work of the kingdom. And on this Catechetical Sunday, we have a great example of that, of those men and women within our parish who take time to serve of their time, talent, and yes, the treasure that they give, and we do in support of them, to help the families, the community, the young people to learn about who Jesus is and to gain a relationship with him. But it's not just the children, right? We have people who help our teens, who help our adults. We have a group in our parish that started this past year of young married couples growing in faith, hope, and love, supporting one another. We have many other outreach efforts in catechetical ways that help people to understand and grasp the measure of God's love. And for that, we do need those gifts of time, talent, and treasure, serving the others. We do that in our outreach effort, reaching out to those who are in need, whether it's our children within our community who struggle with reading because of language problems and other things in their lives, that we have that camp during the summer, the Angel Reading Camp. Or it's work of our St. Vincent de Paul Society. It's the work of our Eucharistic ministers that go out to the sick and the homebound and pray with them, the grieving ministry, those who work with the dying. It is that we do in sharing of our time and talent to bring them the good news of our Lord Jesus, but also through the many people who support us and them, support us with those gifts of treasure, with those gifts of life, that gift that sustains the work of the community. And it is what we do here when we gather on Sundays to worship together, to give praise to God. Right? We gather together to share our gifts of prayer, the time that we give, and the talents of our wonderful musicians, those who lector, those who usher, those who choose to serve at the altar. All of those things gathered together, those gifts of sharing. But it also takes, money, right? We want lights on. How many people are enjoying the air conditioner? Yeah, me not so much right now, but it's okay, right? Right? But all of those things are part of our support of the community, part of what we do to build up God's kingdom, to help to proclaim the word of God. And as I said, that is what St. Paul is encouraging us to do. That is what Jesus reminds us of, that when we do those small acts, giving 5 minutes in prayer a day, 10 minutes in prayer a day. You got 24 hours. You can give 10 minutes. when we share of the treasure that God has so generously blessed us with, when we share of those talents, those geniuses that God shares with us to create wonderful things, but also to envision the world to be a better place, a place of peace, a place of love, a place of mercy, that we are able to then share truly and be truly good stewards of the gifts God shares with us. And we'll talk a little bit more at the end of Mass about the financial stewardship, but it is a reminder that what we do matters, that what we do, God entrusts to us, places within our hands, and asks us to go out and share generously and abundantly in all that we do and all that we say, to do his works in the joyful blessing of good stewards, so that as we are trusted with those small things, God continues to entrust us with ever greater blessings, ever greater joy, ever greater love. And so we pray this day that we go out and do those works, that we witness to the presence of Jesus Christ in our lives, and that we truly share the genius that God has given to us in the abundance of his love.